Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out here on the morning shift. It is a beautiful morning so far, man. Appreciate you guys listening in, having a blast. Allie Max, week one coming to a close. And so the rookie report was epic. And I'm sure Fair Foul will be the same way coming up here and mic'd up in just 2 seconds, man. So appreciate you guys following along with that. And I'm sure Squidbilly's, he's lucky that there's no judge in this one because I'm in the zone today. Like, I'm in the zone. I got Atlanta United media match coming up in just a little bit. I went and got the cleats from Ross yesterday. Shout out to everybody that got at me on social media and was like, dude, Ross is the spot if you need size 15 cleats. I'm like, what? Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, walked into the rack. There it is. Rusty Manziel's out in the bullpen right now. He's got the eye of the tiger. He's coming off of Pearl Jam last night.
Yeah, had a good
dude.
Time.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
I don't want to hear him. I don't even want to see him. I don't want to hear from him.
I know, dude.
Like, my jealousy level is an all-time high, mainly because that's a band one of my favorite bands of all time I've never gotten to see live.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've come to Atlanta. What, Allie, in like 4 years, 5 years?
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
So
he came in here like a male peacock.
Oh, I heard him. I walked upstairs because I heard him bragging. I don't want to hear any of him. I don't want to see him.
He was strutting, man. And I was talking to him, but me and Bo and I went to the Rolling Stones. I don't know how many months ago that was, but that was a good time. Mick Jagger was just on 11, but he said Eddie Vedder was electric last night too. So sounded like he had a good time. He said the ladies that walked into his suite last night, face paint.
Mm-hmm.
He said they look like they were in Braveheart, like extras in Braveheart.
Were they?
That's what he said.
Were they adding? Did they think Kiss was playing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There was some confusion going on.
But you just know that, like, you know how it is. Like, I don't think we're quite to that realm yet. But you just know, like, that group of mid 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on the border of retirees, empty nesters. You know what I mean? That they're just like, it's ladies' night.
This resurgence of life happening.
Dude, they probably hit like a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Had a pregame going.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, it is game time.
And we'll not be getting out of bed today.
Yes. Yes. So shout out to everybody that was at Pearl Jam last night. I know that was a good time. There's been a bunch. I think it was it Kendrick Lamar that was at the Benz earlier in the week, mm-hmm. which I heard was electric as well.
The hater and SZA. Yeah.
Okay. All right, just calm down over there, man. I know. Look, it's still an open wound going on for Dylon. Also, look, man, to this weekend you'll get the Los Angeles Dodgers that, let's just call it what it is, you know, $500 million team or whatever we're going to say about whatever they got going on. But they'll be facing off with the Atlanta Braves starting tonight. Big three-game set. Now, the Dodgers, you know, look, if you haven't caught up on the Dodgers, they obviously wiped the floor with the Braves earlier in the season. The Braves have been good of late. They've come back around. Grant Holmes is pitching well. The Dodgers, not great on the road, Bo. But look, I think I speak for everybody, Squid, when I say if you can just simply take two of three, that we are cooking with gas.
Yeah, win series. I mean, win series is all you need to do right now. And especially against a team like the Dodgers coming here, you getting one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball tonight, Yamamoto, against Grant Holmes. And this guy, dude, I was looking at the stuff he throws. He throws everything. He's like the Schwellenbach, where he has so many pitches that he can use. His ratio of using them is a little bit different than Schwellenbach's, but he can throw everything from a four seam to a slider to a cutter, a sinker. I mean, everything. He has everything in his arsenal. But they're what teams are judged on, and you already lost three to them, right? to start the season. Yeah. So it's kind of like a measuring stick to, for me, it's a measuring stick of where you are in early April to where you think you are in early May, which is a team that can get timely hitting now, that is getting better in the rotation. And so it's kind of like, how do you measure up now against one of the best in baseball after looking inept the first time you faced them?
Yeah. It is interesting, too, and I think that when we look towards the series, because we all kind of circled it, you know, a month ago when you know, the Braves were just bad, and you're like, oh, well, you know, when they come, you know, Spencer Strider, you know, possibly, you know, if you're lucky, you get Ronnie. Like, nah, we're rocking with hopefully Alex Verdugo and, you know, not Eddie Rosario. And, you know, Drake Baldwin, the whole thing, it seems like it could be pointing in a different direction in a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, man, I feel good about where the Braves are at right now. Like, they're rocking and rolling. They're doing some of the smaller things good. They're hitting contact. I think that Matt Olson has obviously turned around, as has everybody in the heart of that order since the beginning of the year. So,
yeah, I mean, you're hitting the contact to the point now where you can't even hit home runs at Coors Field. So I hope you're happy, Mike. You wanted small ball, you got it.
Dude, look, just play to contact, baby. That's what it takes. You don't have to reinvent the wheel when you're playing the four-win Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, I understand, but, you know, also don't abandon who you are. Look, I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek with all that. I just do believe that this is a – I think if anything, for the mentality of the guys inside the clubhouse, like for their mental well-being, look where we're at. We felt lost, and everyone was had belt on us after we left, you know, Dodger Stadium after that third game, and we're now 0-7, and it's been disastrous. And now we got a chance to tell, you know, we've won 9 of 12, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And say, hey, this is who we are now. We're what, 14 and we're 9 in our last 23 games after starting, you know, just disastrous.
Yeah.
Look, this is who we are.
Yeah. Well, you know who I am and you know who she is. Allie Mack's going to host Fair Foul during Mic'd Up. Today's Fair Foul Friday during Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I hope that's where the secret date night is. You know what I mean? Like maybe we're Ubering to Buffalo's Cafe.
You could definitely wear jeans there.
I wouldn't have an issue with it. Allie, Fair Foul Friday, take it away.
We're going to pick up exactly where you guys left off. Obviously, Dodgers are in town this weekend, so we want to know exactly where your gut is feeling right now. Fair Foul. Braves will win the series, take 2 out of 3, and finish at .500 by the end of the weekend.
I'm keeping the vibes high. And look, Bo, I don't know how you feel, but give me all the smoke. Like, I'm ready for this. And I was that way going into the year, and I think that for the most part, guys, the vibe on the show is always going to be one of a positive nature. I do worry about trying to get into the Dodgers' bullpen tonight against Yamamoto. He's been electric, obviously, probably one of the Cy Young frontrunners at this point, Bo, with a 1.06 ERA. But look, man, it is what it is. I think the Braves have been building up to this point and looking forward to the series ever since a month ago.
Yeah, I think they're going to take 2 or 3. They've been much better at home. You know, I think you can get. I do think you can get to Dustin May. I do. I that's who they'll face on Sunday, and you know, I don't know so much about Sasaki, but Schwellenbach. Mm. To me, that's a game. If you're gonna win the games, I think it's tonight and Saturday. I think you take the two early because you got Schwellenbach Saturday. And that, you know, that's a Fox game Saturday night. Schwellenbach's going to have his A game. I'm an optimistic Braves fan. I always have been. Yeah. I absolutely think they take 2 of 3.
I hope you're both right. Mm. Okay, fair or foul, Kirk Cousins will play in a game this season before Dylan gets his front bumper fixed. Sorry, Dylan.
She didn't say whether or not it was in Atlanta. I'm saying absolutely fair.
It's a fair question.
That thing might fly up and take out his windshield before long, man. We got to get that. Like by the amount of money you've spent in duct tape, you could have had that thing fixed by now.
Oh, no. Nah, duct tape ain't that expensive.
Yeah, it's fair. There's only one reason and one reason only that bumper will ever get fixed. And that is when Simone decides she would no longer ride in that car.
Bro.
And then it will be fixed within days.
Dang. Actually, just to report, my mom has actually been on me about a bit. She's like, hey, did you check out your deductible to see how much it would be to get that fixed? I can help with it if need be. She's like, she's been pushing me pretty hard on it.
Dang, you had to get your mom on
it. It still hasn't gotten fixed. Yeah. And the moment Simone says, that thing needs to be fixed. It looks like trash. It will be fixed.
Wow. There you go, man. He's all over you, bro. All right. Yeah, there you go.
It's a safety issue, Dylan.
My tee just got clocked.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, fair or foul? Giannis will join Trae Young and the Hawks next season.
Foul. Dude, Bo, I think you'll echo my sentiments. I would love it, but there is also like 20 other NBA teams having this conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody, oh, Giannis wants out. Like, check us out. It's like year 12. I don't know that he's going back to Milwaukee, but, dude, like every single team that needs a player is talking about Giannis at this point. I'm going to say foul.
Yeah, I think it's foul. I saw a report that has the Spurs making a run because of their salary. They have like an insane amount of picks over the next like 4 or 5 years in draft, and they have the financial flexibility to do it. It's just not an Atlanta move. Not to mention, what do we have to give up to get a Giannis, which would then just make it Giannis and Trey, and you wouldn't have the depth. And we saw that when Giannis won a title, he had a roster that was red hot. They had put depth. Middleton was playing out of his mind. Bobby Portis Jr. played out of his mind. He's never been the same. It's foul. It'll never happen here.
All right, fair or foul? We've got a lot of position battles going on with the Falcons. Nick Nash will beat out Kadarius Hodge at wide receiver.
Foul. It's capital F-O-U-L. Nick Nash could have a chance to have a prominent role on this squad, but he's not going to come in here and beat out the ultimate professional, and that's what Kadarius Hodge is. I think it'll take time. Now, but maybe by the end of the year, he's kind of taken over that spot if he progresses and is the guy that we think he is, and we saw that at San Jose State, but it ain't happening off the bat.
I'm not saying that eventually it couldn't be a possibility, you know, 2 years down the road once Nash kind of makes his presence felt in the NFL, but we saw last year not only what Kadarius Hodge is capable of in the game-winning catch, but how beloved he is in that locker room. It seems to me that right now, at least this regime and everybody on this team thinks way too highly of Kadarius Hodge, and also he went to the Pro Bowl last year on the special team. So is there a role offensively for Nash to move in? Maybe, but I don't think we'll see it come to fruition for at least a year or two.
All right, we'll see. Fair or foul, Miss Amy posted the other day that she was excited to get her first margarita since having a little pork chop. Good for her. Love it. So fair or foul, the Morgans will have 5 or more margaritas on Cinco de Mayo. Now, Cinco de Mayo is a Monday, so we're also going to count either Saturday or Sunday.
I'll go ahead and tell you it's foul. We normally get our margaritas from Cancun's, and that place is always popping on Cinco. Would have to do a lunch Cinco de Mayo for it to happen. And normally their margaritas are built right and no more than 2, especially with a pork chop to handle afterwards.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's fair and follow me here. There will be 5 between the two of them. 4 will be Amy's. And Bo, because he, you know, is already dropping the ball as a spouse and not getting Mother's Day gifts and everything, he's just going to swallow his tongue and be like, you go for it, babe. So it'd be the 4-1 will be the total, but it'll be Amy holding four down, and she'll be holding the four.
I'm going to tell you something. If she has four margaritas, I'll be carrying her and the baby out of there.
Pork chop number two on the way.
All right, fair or foul, Falcons? We'll go 10-7 this 10-7 this upcoming season.
Foul.
Ooh.
They're going 11-6. Why are you so negative? No, I'm just kidding. Foul. I just think that this team is going to build off the big Penix energy, even though they lost two of three to end the season. I just think with what they're going to have offensively, the defense is going to be rebuilt. Ulbrich is going to get past prank call gate and going to have that pass rush. He's going to take out his aggression that he has for Jax on opposing offenses with how he calls his defense.
It feels a little early for me to be putting out a projection, but I'll say it's fair, and I'm going to go right at 10-7 at this point. I do want to see still what the offseason – like, what's the Judon? What's the Justin Simmons? We'll see later. Hopefully you're making a move at interior defensive line because the pass rush ain't going to matter. We said it yesterday. If you can't stop the run – but, yeah, I'm feeling good enough to go 10-7 at this point, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, fair or foul, Mike, you're playing in the Atlanta United media game today. You've been very clear that you want to play goalie.
Yes.
Fair or foul?
Yes.
Only one goal will get by Mikey P.
Ooh! Go ahead, Bo.
Well, that's foul for one. And for two, I think Abe Gordon's mission today will make sure that Mike Johnson doesn't play in goal. And so it could say fair just because he won't be in goal, but foul. If he's in goal, I think he'll be surprised. Also, what I really want to see is Abe on a breakaway versus Mike in the goal.
I'm taking him out.
Please.
I'm taking him out, bro.
That's what
I'm just telling you.
I'm
not going to let him get close enough to put a shot on. I'm going to meet him like, you know, a third of the way down the field, and I'm slide tackling straight through.
You can't come out of the box.
No, yes, I will.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, what are they going to do, red card me?
Goalies,
you know,
can
what I mean?
Come
like, go ahead,
box.
Send me off.
Goalies can come out of the goal all
they
want.
Yeah, they can do it as long as they don't use their hands outside the goal box.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
You're right.
All right, Allie, nice work, man. Nice work. Appreciate all your efforts there during Mic'd Up. Fair foul, one of my favorite moments of the week, man. So, yeah, Abe Gordon, you think I'm worried about him one-on-one? He ain't going to get me. He ain't going to get me. I have my baseball cleats on. You know what I mean? Taking this guy out. Anyways, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we'll take a wake-up call or two. We've put it out online. Look, how are you feeling about the Falcons' defense this year? What's your confidence level in the Falcons' defense this year? And has Squid lost his mind thinking he does not owe his wife a Mother's Day gift after buying her a push present? We're taking the wake-up calls 404-726-0929. We'll also get to a life of Squid, Bo.
More drama in the Belichick household, maybe.
Oh, no. No way. How could there be any more?
Yeah. And I got a question for you guys about golf with Tiger Woods.